Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Purpose to Service podcast. So let's talk about one of my favorite topics, money. So I shared in a podcast episode way back that one of the ways that I am changing my money mindset is by talking about money more and having these really just open and honest conversations around it. So over the past few months, I have had a lot of opinions, really, really big opinions, and also big aha moments about money, about the topic of money that I cannot wait to share with you here on the show, and that I also can't wait to hit your feedback on. So money is one of those topics that can sometimes be controversial, you know, can sometimes be a big deal, but I really can't wait to get your feedback and also hear your opinions around some of these money topics as well. But for this week, I wanted to talk about when to increase your prices. So as a coach or an online service provider, it's not expected for your rates to stay the same. Not only are you changing, but more than likely your income goals are getting bigger with each milestone that you hit. And as you help more clients to achieve these big, incredible results, the more credibility and value you continue to provide and add on to your existing offers. But the issue with pricing is it's one of those really like uncomfortable topics that not many people enjoy talking about. So the price you're currently charging probably felt really big and scary when you first set them. So however long ago that was, when you set that price, you were probably like, I cannot believe I'm doing this. And they may still feel big and scary. You know, sometimes those, you know, worries or those fears that people may or may not buy, you know, if you are pricing at a certain level, sometimes that fear may not actually go away. So the thought of raising your prices is probably making you shake in your boots just a little bit. But let me tell you, if you want to move past the income cap that you've hit without doing more work and taking on more clients, then it's time to raise your rates. So let's dig into the first sign that it may be time for you to go ahead and make those prices a little bit higher. So the first sign is you're booked out. So if you cannot keep your calendar open or you're finding that you have more clients than you're actually able to manage, or if you find that you always have a wait list full of people, then one, congratulations, because you're probably getting your clients incredible results and you know you're providing them with an incredible experience to the point where people always want to work with you. But that also means that you're on to something and it's time to raise those rates, baby. So it's great that you are accessible to everyone, but if you're too accessible, meaning you never have a moment to breathe, you can't fathom taking a break or taking a vacation, you're constantly, you know, have all of your hours and your days booked with calls to the point where you're not able to work on other aspects of your business, then you need to go ahead and raise those rates. So if you are completely booked out, yes, that is amazing and congratulations, but you still deserve a break. You still need room enough to just breathe and work on the other things that you enjoy and work on other aspects of your business. And if every single hour of your working day is filled with client calls, then it's time to raise those rates so that you can still make that type of impact, but not have to take on as many people and still get paid more. So the second sign is your process is getting your clients incredible results. And this kind of ties back to that first point, because if you're always booked out, that definitely means that your process works and you're doing something right. So you are amazing at what you do, and it shows through your client testimonials. So if your clients are consistently hitting 10K months, for example, when you are only charging them $1,500, then it's time to raise your rates. Your clients are getting incredible results. They're like 10 timesing, you know, the investment that they made in you, and what you get in return should also be worth your while. So if the website you are creating for your client is making them 30, 40 plus K because, you know, of your strategy that you put into their website, but you're only charging them $1,200, like, you deserve to get charged, you know, based on the value that your clients are getting from, you know, your offer or from your service or the work that you put in. If you are a business coach or let's say a content strategist, and the content strategy that you put together for your clients is making them tons of money and they only paid you, $500, then it's time, because your price needs to match that value that you have already been putting out there through your incredible client testimonials. You know that you have an incredible gift that you want to use to serve your audience. A gift that, if packaged up correctly, would allow you to make a bigger impact and also hit those big income goals that you've set for yourself. But you may be feeling a little stuck. You're unsure of how to create a service offer that people would actually be willing to pay for, or maybe you're unsure of how to attract your dream clients and book out your services consistently, or maybe you're already just overwhelmed with how much time working with clients will take away from your personal life. If you can relate to any of those, then you're already in the right place, my friend. Within the Purpose to Service Academy, I help women like you to create and launch your signature coaching or service offer and teach you how to serve your clients in a way that allows you to create an incredible experience without sacrificing the life you desire. Want to build an offer that fits into your current lifestyle? Done. Want to learn how to create a launch strategy that won't completely stress you out? You'll find that here. Inside of our program, you will receive all the resources, community, and guidance you need to successfully build your service-based business around the life you desire. And the best part is that you get to choose your own path. Go with the membership option if you would like to go through the course at your own pace, or if you need to spend a little more time building your brand. Or you can choose the Accelerator program if you're wanting a more high-touch experience and to work with me directly. Either way, I am so excited to potentially work with you through the process of launching your service. To learn more about joining me and nearly 100 other women in the Purpose to Service Academy, head over to purposetoservice.co. All right, so the third sign is your current client load won't help you to hit your income goals. So at the beginning of this year, like most people, you probably set these new big income goals. The issue with a lot of those goals and how that relates to how we're pricing ourselves is, are you able to hit your income goal at your current rate without burning yourself out? So meaning if you're not taking on any more clients than you can handle, if you know you have your set amount of clients, you're not bringing on anyone else, if you're finding yourself having to like double your client load in order to hit that new income that you have, you know, income goal that you have set for yourself, then it's time to raise your rates. If you can't hit your income goal with the current client load that you have without adding in on any more people, without expanding your calendar, without doubling up on clients, then again, it is time for you to raise your rates. You should not be putting yourself in a position of burnout, a position of overwhelm, a position of just lack, period, in order to hit those new income goals. And that doesn't mean that your income goals are too high. It doesn't mean that you should lower them or that you should stop trying to, you know, shoot for your six-figure year or whatever your goal is. That just means that you need to raise your price so that you can still work at that same capacity or maybe even less and still be able to hit that big income goal. So I have an episode all on pricing. Of course, I don't know what the number of the episode is, but I will put it in the show notes. And it's just a simple way for you to kind of work backwards to figure out how to price yourself based on the income goal that you have set. So I'll be sure to put that in the show notes. All right, the fourth sign is you've added more value to your offer. So I mentioned before that as we evolve, our offers also evolve with us. And you've maybe added more lessons over the years. You've added more access to you, more tools, more resources, more value that you've added into these offers. You've added all of these amazing elements that's making your process super easy for your clients to follow and really get even more incredible results from, but you're still pricing based on the first version of your offer when you're probably on like version 5 or 6. So your price needs to again match the value that you're offering. This is one of the reasons why I recently increased the price for our program, the Purpose to Service Academy. We switched from a membership model to a 12-month group coaching program, which means it came with more access to me through coaching and feedback on assignments. There were more monthly events and more like plug and play tools that I've added. I completely revamped the Purpose to Service course inside of the program. So there was a lot more value that was being added versus, you know, how much it was when the offer, you know, was first built. So you have to be able to price based on the new version of your offer. What have you added recently? What value have you created? Figuring out, you know, if there is even more access to you, that is a reason to increase your prices. If there are more plug and play templates or swipe copy, those are reasons to increase your price because those are tools and resources and access to you that is going to help your clients to get even more results. And the more you get those testimonials, the more people try out your process, like their price needs to back up that value that you are providing. So I know that you love what you do. I love what I do too. And you may even find joy in adding all of this awesomeness to your program. But don't forget again to make sure your price also matches the value. So we talked about some signs of, you know, it may be time for you to raise your prices and you're probably thinking, all right, I think I can handle this. I think I'm ready. I'm going to do it. But how do you actually raise your prices? So there are a couple of ways that you can go about making a price increase and really like communicating that to your audience. Now, one thing I wanted to mention is that when it comes to like your current clients, people who have already signed up to work with you, people who are already paying you, when you increase your prices, I do not recommend increasing the rate of someone who had already signed up to work with you at that lower rate or at your original rate. That can cause a lot of confusion. It can make your clients really upset, and you don't want that to happen. If someone has already signed on to work with you, if the contract is signed, if they've already gone through like the checkout process of giving you their credit card information, continue charging them that old rate. Now, if they decide to sign back on for another year or however long, you know, your program is, then that may be where you can introduce the new price. But for example, for me, when we switched from the membership model to the group coaching program, even though I doubled the price of the program for, you know, any new members, I would not go back and say to my old members, oh, you've been paying this rate for the past 8 months. Sorry, it's going to double. I would never do that. That is horrible customer service, and it's a surefire way to piss people off and make them to never want to work with you again. So I didn't put that in the notes, but I wanted to throw that out there since we are talking about how to raise your rates. So the first way to raise your rates is to just do it. If you're anything like me and the more you think about something, the more likely you are to talk yourself out of it, then maybe just pulling the trigger and updating your website is going to be the best way to go. So you don't need permission from anybody. just yourself to raise your rates. I recently read Get Rich Lucky Bitch by Denise Duffield Thomas. Incredible, incredible book around like money mindset. And she mentioned raising your prices every quarter. Now, you don't have to go, you know, to that extreme and say every single quarter I'm going to raise my rates, but it just serves as a reminder that this is your business and you can really do what you want. So if a few days from now you wake up and say, you know what, the value that I have added into my program is worth it, the results that my clients are getting is worth it, I'm going to raise my rates, then open up WordPress, open up Squarespace, or wherever your sales page is being hosted, and update your rates. You can just go for it. You don't need permission. The second way is to make it a part of your marketing plan. So right before I increased the price for the Purpose to Service Academy, I started to share more about it on social media. So letting people know when the price was set to increase and like the reasoning behind this increase. I also sent my regular email list. So those who are not already in the community, I sent them through like a 5-day sales sequence that really just talked more about the benefits of the program and to serve as a regular reminder that the price was increasing and that if they join before a specific date, they will be able to get in at the current rate. So that's definitely not a marketing strategy that I would suggest doing every month. So it doesn't work like that. Or I would even suggest doing it like every quarter. But it is a great way to get people into your program who may have been on the fence before. So those are really the two ways that you can raise your prices. Just do it and make sure that the value, you know, that you're offering matches the price. Or, you know, make it a part of your marketing plan and use this as a way for people to get into your program or get into your offer before the price increases. All right, you guys, as always, I want to know what you are thinking about this episode and when you'll be raising your rates. If you're listening to this episode right now on your favorite podcast app, do me a favor and take a screenshot and let me know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode over on Instagram. You can tag me at the Alicia Nicole. And if you're watching this episode over on YouTube, hey, you're looking at me right now, leave a comment below and let me know what your biggest takeaway was and when you are planning on raising your rates. All right, you guys, I will see you next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at the Alicia Nicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.